1-800-387-7. Mr. Pete Searle, Park to Park Trails, and they were in the, set up in the mall with a little information booth and gave some people the opportunity to win some nice prizes. So without further ado, I would like to welcome Pete Searle to Muskoka Morning. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Good. If you don't mind, just take a little bit of time to tell the listeners a little bit about Park to Park Trails.
Sure. So we're a multi-use trail organization. We actually have trails that stretch from Kilbear Provincial Park to Algonquin Provincial Park.
Nice.
The best known stretch would be the Seguin Trail. I think most people around here know what it is. Mind you, it's amazing how many people don't know who we are. The majority of our users are motorized, so ATVs and side-by-sides and a lot of motorcycles. But we do get quite a few people that will actually hike the length of it and even ride their bicycles on it.
Now, is there any type of like fee or that people have to pay to use the trails? How does that all work?
Sure. So for non-motorized use, there's no fee. But we do have fees in place for ATVs and side-by-sides and motorcycles because, you know what, they're the ones that cause the most damage and the most work for us.
That makes sense.
And then, of course, in the wintertime, we turn it over to the sledders. So yes, you definitely need a snowmobile pass to ride them in the winter.
And you guys have a great website as well that people can go and look at as well and find out all the information.
Well, I hope you're saying that because you're actually looking at it there, too.
Well, I am. It is. I'm right there on Park to Park Trail. It's about, this is all new to me. I'm not going to pretend that I knew a lot about it because I didn't. But, yeah, we're just taking a little bit of time to look at your website, which is www.parktoparktrail.org. So you can check it out. The listeners can check it out. Do I have the right website? Am I on the right?
You do so. No, okay, no, that's good. Perfect.
Okay. Excellent. So you were in the mall getting the information out about Park to Park Trails, and you were giving opportunity to people to win themselves some nice swag and some nice gifts. So I guess that was good for you to meet some of the people. And were there a lot of people that knew about the trail system, or are you just kind of introducing it to them for the first time?
I would say probably 50-50. It's amazing that with Park to Park being around for like 20 years that not more people do know. What's really cool is that Park to Park was originally created between the councils of Parry Sound and Huntsville as a way to connect the two communities.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's what I mean. It's I'm surprised how many people still don't know who Park to Park is. But I'm working on that.
Yeah. And what a great way to get out and just enjoy the beauty that we have here in Muskoka, to get out on the trail system and just, take in some fresh air. Because from the photos that are on the website, it looks absolutely beautiful. So, I mean, we're surrounded by a playground anyways, right?
Well, exactly. And, you know, if you're not on a motorized vehicle and you've got questions, you want places where you can access to walk in, feel free, either get a hold of us through our Facebook page or through the website. Everything comes through me, so I mean, I'm more than happy to give people directions on where they can go and park and go for a walk with the kids. Or I've got pictures of guys carrying in canoes and stuff to go pop on some of the rivers off the trail.
Now, how does it work? I would imagine that those who are on the ATVs and the motorcycles, they have a respect for the people that are just out there walking or riding bicycles or something like that.
So, and you know, thanks for giving me a chance to talk about some of this stuff. There's not a lot of multi-use groups in the province.
Okay.
But I found that 95% or more of the time, ATVers and motorcyclists, side-by-sides, are willing to slow down. They're not going to blast by you. And they're respectful. Don't get me wrong. That doesn't mean everybody does that.
No,
and of course, if you're not on a machine, you know what? Always pay attention to where you are, what you're doing, because you not only have the motorized guys to worry about, but we've got all our nice wildlife up here.
Absolutely.
Seen bears, moose, everything out in the trails.
And the other thing, too, why I think that people on motorcycles and ATV would have a respect for pedestrians is because, let's just face it, out on our roadways and our highways, unfortunately, a lot of times people on motorcycles aren't even seen by people in cars. So I think they have a, you know what I mean? They know what it's like to be, for
not
lack
seen.
Of better terms, like the underdog or whatever, you know. So, okay, so you were in the mall and you have a little draw now. I have the official ballots here in front of me. What's the first prize that we're drawing for, Pete?
So I've got, not that you guys can see it on air, but I have a really nice black CF Moto hoodie.
Nice.
And we're also giving away, so on May, God, I think of my dates, May 5th and 6th, we're doing training courses in the Parry Sound side. The first day is for ATVs, second day is for side-by-sides. So the first draw is for a CF Moto hoodie and a free ATV training course. They're like $125.
That's cool.
And that was donated by, I might as well get the name out there, Canada Rides. Hope that's okay.
Absolutely, it's okay. Well, congratulations to Mike Thompson. I'll give you that so you can keep that in your records. Congratulations to Mike. He won himself a nice hoodie. And also a training course as well. What's up for grabs next?
So the second one is another CFMO hoodie and a side-by-side training course. It's on the next day on May 5th. May 6th.
They're really taking off those side-by-sides. Hey, those are cool.
You should come out for a ride with me.
Okay. I would love that, because I grew up in this area. I was gone from my high school years, but I'm not really familiar. The only thing that I've ever ridden was one of the three-wheelers. Remember those?
The death machines?
That death machines, yeah.
They're not allowed in the roads anymore. They're not allowed on trails either.
Yeah. Okay, so congratulations to Norma Crowder. I'll give that to you as well, Pete.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
And what's up next?
Third draw. So we're going to give away one of these beautiful Park to Park t-shirts and a free week pass for either an ATV, a side-by-side, or a motorcycle.
And congratulations to Don. It's either Don or Dan. I'm not sure, but Robinson. I think I'm going to go with Don.
Okay.
Excellent. And now this is our final draw, is it?
Final draw. So this is for a G-Max helmet. Whoever wins it, if it doesn't fit them, they can take it back in to Russell Road Power Sports Marine, which is who donated the helmet, and they'll let you pick the proper size.
And the winner for that is Jim McFadden, I believe it says. So congratulations to Jim McFadden.
All right. Well, I'm going to also, I'll get a hold of all these people as well, because they all should have their phone numbers at least on here.
Yeah, some of them, I think they all had phone numbers, or if not, definitely had an email, so.
Yes. Just to make sure they get their prizes.
And we encourage everyone to go and take a look at your website, Park to Park Trails. And I thank you for your time. This is new to me. I didn't really know anything about it, so this is good. I'm sure there's lots of listeners that are learning about it for the first time as well. So.
Well, now we're going to have to do a live broadcast from the trail.
I'll shake your hand on that. Yeah, let's do that, man. We'll get some video footage and go on the trail. I would love that. Yeah, okay. Excellent. That was Pete Searle from Park to Park Trails on your Muskoka Morning. Let's continue with our little whiskey theme. Here is the Western Divide with the Whiskey Blues on your Muskoka Morning, the Bay 88.7.